Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's good, internet? It is Monday, May 6th, and you are listening to Vice Games' new podcast.
Vice Games'.
It doesn't roll off the tongue the same way, but it's not Vice Gamings.
Vice Gamesings.
So, okay, so I'm Austin Walker, Daniel Riendo, Natalie Watson, Patrick Klepek, Rob Zachney, Kato on the ones and twos, on the boards, on the MacBook.
Not the wheels MacBook. Of steel.
The wheels of steel. The wheels on the trash can. That's actually what
it
is.
On the trash can of steel.
Quick pod today, I think, or quick-ish. We'll see. I've said that before. It's never been true. We only have 20 minutes left. I'll say 3 hours from the end. People who've already been on the internet today and on social media or in our forums or on the Discord have already seen that we published a story that went up on the homepage or what is the new homepage, I guess, called Waypoint is joining the new Vice.com with the deck, new URL, same us. And really, that's the bulk of the story here in terms of this. Like, Vice is going through a big restructure right now. It just debuted a whole new front page, layout. All of the various verticals that used to be off in their own silos have come together and have joined up with a new kind of display and a new front page. You can find everything we do. You can still go to waypoint.vice.com. It just redirects. You can still go to waypoint.zone. It still redirects. You can still go to new.donk.city. It still redirects. Or you can go to vice.com/games, which will take you to the new homepage. This is a thing that's like long time coming. It's something we've known about for a little while in various forms. We weren't really sure how it was going to shake out there for a second.
Thank you for being patient while business reports came out and we couldn't say anything.
And we couldn't say shit. Thank you for being patient when business reports came out and we were like, is that true? I don't think that's true. Let me ask my boss if that's true. No, that's not true. Okay, cool. The long story short is that, like, Waypoint, the thing that you know as Waypoint, the type of coverage we're doing, the types of podcasts that you've come to love, except for ones about Jane Austen, are going to be continuing for the near future. Like, I don't think that our commitment to the stuff that we are committed to, talking about politics and criticism, talking
and
about
labor,
talking about queerness, raising money for trans rights as we did this weekend to our best ability. Shout out to everyone, by the way, quickly, sidebar, for coming through to that. That shout out to Rob and Patrick for being on a microphone again, not 36 hours after being on microphones for basically 36 hours. Shout out to Danielle also for coming back through. And obviously you live here, so it's not as you didn't travel in the same way. But we raised $161,000 for the Trans Lifeline.
Seriously.
The community team, the moderation team raised by themselves something like 20K. Like, the huge effort all the way through. So that was something, insofar as Waypoint as a total, unique entity needed a big farewell party. I couldn't think of a better one. And the other half of this is, like, Waypoint as a brand isn't disappearing. This, despite the jokes up top, this is still Waypoint Radio. Our Twitch page is still twitch.tv/Waypoint. Our community pages are still, our forum is still the Waypoint forums. The Discord is still the Waypoint Discord. So none of that's changing. The moderation team is staying in place. The culture there is still the culture there. Am I missing anything? Am I forgetting anything important? I'm sure there are things. I'm sure people have questions. I guess a little bit of like the conversation of like why. I think a big element of this has been a lot of what made us Waypoint for years were things that I think people internally, you know, in the fandom and people here would point to as like differences from some of Vice's content. Like if you looked at the way Vice covered major gaming stories versus the way we did, or even the way Motherboard covered gaming stories versus the way we did, there was some degree of differentiation. And that's also true for the way that sites like Munchies covered food versus the way Vice covered food, the way that sites like Broadly covered issues around queerness or womanhood and the way that Vice did. And the big push inside is like, hey, why don't we make Vice better by bringing in the best of what those sites have to offer onto what Vice is supposed to be? And so that has, you know, led to a big shift. I've talked about my morning meetings a lot. I've complained about my morning meetings on this podcast before. And that's like, oh, hey, every morning I'm sitting in a room with the leadership of those other sites, with Tonic's leadership, now Vice Health's leadership, right? With Rupa, who's an incredible leader over at Munchies, and now also leads the culture desk, you know, along with Leslie, who was the head of Noisy previously. And so like bringing all those people together under one roof, we're already under one roof, but into one room on a daily basis instead of on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, instead of like, oh yeah, what are you guys doing over at Noisy? It's become like, oh yeah, every morning I know what's going on the culture page, right? I think that has been the most effective thing. And I think for me, when I look at if I had to point to one thing that has proved that this works, it is the time that Jason and Emmanuel lost in Smash Brothers to the Waypoint team. I actually don't know if that's what happened. Did y'all win in Smash?
I didn't remember that part of the stream.
I was not there.
I had disassociated by that point. And also midway through the stream, awake? I got, I couldn't just fall asleep, but I think I was literally asleep with my eyes open. Like there's like gaps in that segment that I don't remember, but I was there for.
Speaking of your eyes being open, Rob.
Some like legal paperwork.
Sure. That makes sense.
Which was weird.
Wait,
so that took me out of it.
What was the legal paperwork?
Oh gosh, just an old client, like a very old client was like, could you sign over IP rights for the work you did and also sign that you're going to be liable for the work you did for perpetuity for that stuff we were late paying you for like 5 years ago?
Say no.
And I was like, is this real? Are they back? Do I still work there? Was it all a dream? And you know, on mornings like this, maybe Waypoint was a dream.
It was all a dream.
But fortunately, I did not wake to the nightmare of working back at that place.
Speaking of your eyes being open, Rob, I do just need to briefly say some video evidence has circulated about how that XCOM stream went. And I just want to say it's out there for people who are curious about whether or not some people were peeking through their fingers. It's out there.
The truth is out
there. The truth is out there.
Truly.
I've seen the truth, Rob.
People should go watch that segment. For people who know what I'm talking about, we did a segment at the end of our segment of the 36-hour live stream where Rob and I had to do like a blindfolded co-op run of XCOM. We loaded up our XCOM 2 save and took turns one after the other while the other was not allowed to look at the screen. And it was the most nerve-wracking thing I think we've ever done.
It was great.
I can't blame you for peeking.
I didn't peek though. So like you, maybe the camera could see my eyes. I couldn't see the screen. So I don't know.
He just said he was asleep with his eyes open.
True.
It's true. I'm also not the person who filled the blindfold with motion sickness.
That was me.
We had a perfectly good solution to like keeping me from seeing the game. And then you were like, let's put this nauseating version of Breath of the Wild into the blindfold and see what happens.
It worked for me. I'll be honest. I wouldn't play the game like that, but I'm happy to stand on a hill and let butterflies fly by and like maybe do a little shield surfing. You know, it was
nice.
That's what I played this weekend, was that in between XCOM rounds, and that's it. I don't think there's anything else here. Does anyone else have any thoughts on this, on the hashtag one vice fold in?
I'm doing some things.
You are. That's true. So Danielle, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're like, what 80% of your week looks like now? Is that the official
number? I think
number?
That's the breakdown.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 75, maybe it's 70-30. I don't know. There's a breakdown.
There is a breakdown.
I'm still here, obviously, at Waypoint. But for the last couple of months, I have the majority of my time. So typically I'm writing once a week and also on the podcast at least once a week.
Yep.
So this week You might see me twice because this might be a shorter one.
Hell yeah.
See me, hear me, whatever.
Here, yeah.
But otherwise, because of the new restructuring, managing editors, or at least some of the managing editors, kind of became redundant in a way. So some of us have been shifted around a little bit. And my shift, while also, again, staying at Waypoint for some of my time, has been towards the beautiful world of teens.
Love it.
It's an exciting world.
That's where the content lives. The teens are out there, baby.
Gen Z. I have been I'm a managing editor on the multi-platform team, which includes things like Snapchat, Instagram, other things, other exciting things.
Vertical video.
And I've been producing video stories, Instagram stories, with teen reporters and young reporters, like also college age.
Yeah, so probably some 20-somethings.
To like 20, 21, 22.
Like through college, basically.
Through college.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the stories that you've published?
Yeah, I actually produced one this weekend, Saturday night. The second the assets came in from the March for Science, which is a march for, you know, in terms of sort of climate change and climate awareness, and the emphasis was on we need to listen to scientists. That was sort of the thing. I had a 13-year-old climate activist, Alexandria Villanosa, I think is her last name, who spoke at this event.
Hell yeah.
She interviewed some biologists, and it was really cool, really awesome. We got some great pictures of signs. We got a whole bunch of great sound bites from her speech and an awesome interview. So I'm producing these videos now with like teen activists and athletes and artists and things like that, which has been really, actually really exciting and really awesome to see like young people who care so, so much about the world around them and are doing rad things.
That sounds like it would be a good injection of like positivity and hope in that.
Yes.
It's so easy, especially if what your job is like report on this stuff or be around people who report on this stuff to get cynical about the future. But like, 13-year-olds who are still completely committed to changing the world. Fuck yeah. Let's go. Let's get it.
They're very energetic and it's a very positive, awesome energy.
Totally.
That part is cool.
Are teens today better at being teenagers than our generation was?
I think they might be.
What's wrong with GameStop?
Because like, imagine like being a frontline climate activist taking direct action versus like padding your college applications and talking about like your personal, like, you know, how your summer job like was your personal struggle that taught you a lot about life, and that's why you should get into Stanford.
Does that work out for you? Is that?
Oh, God, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
I knew Stanford wasn't in the cards.
Okay, that's good. God.
Yeah, it's honestly amazing. Like, I think about what I was like at 17 or 13. I mean, God forbid, 13. We're not even talking about 13. We're talking 17 here versus some of the 17-year-olds that I've been working with. And it's just like, they're so much more aware of the world, frankly, and the different types of people in the world and the different types of problems and what possible solutions might be. And it is really, honestly, inspiring and heartening sometimes.
I just want to say that I made strong arguments when I was 17 for why Vincent Valentine should win the GameFAQs Character of the Year.
There you go.
Poll. So I was really already really living the dream.
Activism's just always been in your blood.
Exactly. That's what I think of myself as, a native digital activist.
That's right.
So
Oh, don't say that word into the world. That would go out extremely quickly. I'm really
the Krasensteins haven't already like trademarked that phrase.
Oh my God.
And you know what, NDA, a native digital activist. That's what NDA
means. That's what NDA
means.
Okay, that's what I signed.
Yep.
When you came on SafePoint, that's what you, you know.
Uh-huh. All the guests, I remind me to email Abby. I still need to get her to sign me.
We need Abby.
The release. Real quick, the other thing I wanted to, the thing I did want to wrap back around and say is an example of how this stuff has worked for us positively already is the Riot Games story that we talked about last week. I don't have to redo the whole thing, but the story about the, at that point, upcoming walkout that had leaked and that Riot was trying to take action against, and that now is, I believe by the time you hear this, the walkout will have happened. Because we're recording ahead of when it happens, but it's still scheduled to happen today. That story came together using workflows, using processes that we were able to develop alongside working tightly with Motherboard over the last month or so. You know, we've known internally about the fold-in for, I'd say, just over a month. Or we've known, like, this style of working more closely was coming for a while. And then, like, hey, now we have a single place where all of our stories show, a single like web tool where all of our stories show up. We can kind of see who's on what. We're all in one gigantic Slack now, which has its problems because there's a billion people and you got to be careful about which channels you're in that you don't just constantly get like spammed with stuff that has no relevance to you.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, it does mean it's super easy to like be like, hey, Rob, Patrick, let's hop into a chat with Emmanuel and Jason from Motherboard. Let's see what their sources say, et cetera. That story doesn't happen a month ago, or it does, but it's like less good. It's a less comprehensive story, and it's a story that doesn't come together as quickly. So
it's not a breaking news story.
Right, totally.
Which is something that just our style at Waypoint often deliberately lends itself to not lean into that sort of
right.
thing. We have – As a site, realized our strength, you know, is in often reacting and context and commentary and long form. But, you know, like I come from a news background, like it is fun to publish things like that. And it's mostly been a lack of resources and a pooling of resources that we could even attempt to do that other stuff. And so hopefully things like Motherboard are an attempt to, you know, the first of many things in the future where we'll get a chance to do more stuff like that.
Exactly. And I'll just say, like, deeply, honestly, if you are someone who, you know, obviously this announcement hit this morning and we've gotten lots of responses both inside of places like our forums and Discord and also on social media. If you're someone who says, like, I'm very skeptical of Vice.com, I'm very skeptical of Vice as a brand, et cetera. One, you know that there have been times in the past when we have done our best to call out the company and hold it accountable for when we think that they have made serious mistakes. I think we're going to I can commit to keep doing that for as long as we're here. Like that is, we want to be at a place that we want to be at. And part of that is taking the steps to correct and to make sure that you're in those conversations and that if you're not, then to, you know, really elbow your way in. By the way, I think my new title means I'm in the union now, so get ready for that shit. Two, part of this really is about grouping together with the people whose work we do love. When I say that, I think Munchies and Broadly and Tonic and Motherboard do great work and Noisy, like, I'm not talking out of the side of my mouth. Like I genuinely love people like Colin Joyce's work, and not just on ambient music, but on all music, right? Mm-hmm. When I think about like someone like Trey and Vice Video, it is very hard to make actually genuinely funny weed content on the internet.
Yeah.
Trey manages to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is so played out, and yet Trey is brilliant, right? When I look at the work that Rupa's team have done around food and around politics, mm-hmm. like those are – that is a tough beat, and that team crushes it. When I think about what the incredible team at Broadly does around being serious about both serious issues about queerness, about gender, but also taking, you know, being the one vertical on the internet, the one site on the internet that runs an interesting daily astrology update. Like, mm-hmm. awesome. You know what? Good. And like injecting all of that into Vice.com is, you know, maybe it doesn't allay your suspicions or your skepticism overnight, but the hope is that the things that you have problems with the brand are things that change over time and begin to reflect what the talents and aptitudes and beliefs are of the whole bucket of Vice digital kind of staff, and not just the handful of people whose work you may have seen before. And I'm not even throwing those people out under the bus. Like, they were doing what, you know, they were pursuing a specific strategy, and now that strategy is much broader and much different. You know, like when I first saw what the strategy for the new Vice.com was, like, I was like, oh, wow, a lot of these things are just Waypoint strategies, like about focusing stories on culture and humans and focusing mm-hmm. stories, understanding, you know, presenting context for your reader. Stuff like that is stuff that we've been trying to do since we launched. And so I can just say that I'm committed to continue doing that work. And I hope that you stick with us on that.
I think when people talk about, you know, maybe there have been hard times. I think when people talk about why they're here, it's because of the people who are doing
yes.
really awesome work. The people that you mentioned. People like Sarah David. People right. like Rupa. Right. People right. who are really, really brilliant and really smart and really committed to bringing quality to their work and bringing, like, all they've got, no matter what. Come totally. Hell or high water. Like,
totally.
We're going to bring quality. We're going to be awesome human beings. We're going to commit to that. That is what I think what keeps people.
When I think about someone like Sam Cole, who does incredible yes. work reporting on sexuality and fandom, and it does so in a way that is never like never outside looking in, never punching down, yeah. is like genuinely curious and celebratory about the depths of human sexuality and the place of fandom and internet fandom specifically, like there is something really exciting about the fact that like we share a desk with her now,
yeah,
and can work closely. Like there are stories that like I'm not ready. I can't be the writer on that story, but to have someone else's expertise at hand is genuinely exciting. And yeah, even on the roughest days, the thing, like when I think about the rough days here, when I think about layoffs, when I think about when there were sexual misconduct scandals here, when we were like all very unsure about what the future held for the company and for us as individuals, like the thing that I think we all took a lot of solace in was the work of our peers and the stuff that we thought was really good. For me, that is the thing that I can still hold to, you know?
Yeah. So
anything else before we move on to another topic?
I just want to point out this very amusing algorithm. Apparently when you read your post.
Oh, it's so
talking
funny.
Talking about the change.
Yeah.
Up next.
Uh-huh.
Why Vice Gaming is now Waypoint.
You love it. You love to see it. So the funniest thing is, and this is a hot podcast, and I think I put this in the Waypoint Discord chat, hot sclusies for true ones only. True gaming hours begin now. The original draft of that letter that we published, so that letter got cut down to be more in line with the length of all the other letters, because all the other letters were like 300 words, and I'm Austin Walker, so mine was like 750. But it literally went back to that original why Vice Gaming is now Waypoint piece, and specifically talked about Dragon's Dogma again.
Yes.
Because the fact that we launched with a Dragon's Dogma like love letter and said, here's why we're Waypoint, because Dragon's Dogma. And now 2 weeks after Dragon's Dogma re-releases on Switch and it's having this great renaissance, it's like, nope, now the Waypoint is Vice Games. Vice.com/games is very humorous to me. So go read that letter. I stand by everything I said in that original Dragon's Dogma love letter about what Waypoint was going to be. And then go read the letter I wrote like 2 weeks after that when Donald Trump got elected. And I had to like revisit and rethink what we were claiming and desiring to be, because there was a lot of like assumptions that I made. Like it was in the original Dragon's Dogma letter, it was just kind of like, we're committed to doing cultural coverage. And like, wink, you know what I mean. We're going to talk about politics. You get it. And then Donald Trump got elected. I was like, all right, no, okay, let me slow down. I need to say very clearly what the fuck it is that I mean. And that's where I ended up writing this thing, which again, our aim is to cover games with criticality and humanity. It is to give as much attention to the people, passion, and politics of gaming as we've been giving to the products. It's to explore how and why we play, not only because trying to answer those questions will lead us to tell great stories, but because we fundamentally believe that this will offer insight into the wider state of play, into the culture that games emerge from and that people play in. I stand by that as closely as I can today, three years since I first started imagining what this site was. Like, Joel and I were meeting and talking about what would a Vice game site, standalone site, look like. You know, obviously Mike Diver was already doing work here at Vice, at the time was Vice Gaming.
Shout outs to Mike.
But you know, Joel and I were meeting and I was like drawing up the maps and drawing up the plans and trying to figure out who I wanted to work with and what that content would look like and all that. So while Waypoint launched in October of 2016, while I joined Vice.com in the middle of the summer, right after E3 of 2016, by early May, I was already in the process of being like sending documents and pitch decks to Joel. So for me, it has been a 3-year project, and it is a weird one. It is a weird situation, is what I'll say. I'm happy to be working more closely with the Vice folks, and also to some degree, it is always going to be bittersweet to see the site URL change. So I'm glad that Waypoint Radio is staying Waypoint Radio. You don't have to change your feeds, thankfully. Thankfully, that
Waypoints is still around.
Waypoints is still around. We'll still figure out a way to talk about Evangelion later this year.
That was like the first thing people brought up in my mentions. Like, look, where there's a will, there's a way. You know?
It's listen, we'll figure it out. There's all sorts of ways to put audio on the internet. Wow, I can't believe that they just periscoped for an hour and a half today. I don't know. There's ways. We'll figure it out.
It was lunch.
Yeah, it was lunch. We did it over lunch.
We were at 12 chairs.
Look at the stats. There's Ava Games. Every episode we talk about one giant robot game, and then it's good. Then it's safe.
Okay. Mecha Month.
Mecca month. That's there right. It is. Wow. I figured out you heard of theme
That's
weeks.
A package.
Theme months. Yep. Yeah, sell it, sales. Please don't sell it to Boston Dynamics. Please don't sell it to any real giant robot manufacturers. I'm begging you.
We should also thank like everyone who's been a part of the Waypoint team over the past couple years.
Totally.
Obviously, Joel Fowler, just Waypoint.
OG.
OG.
Me and Joel.
Waypoint Godfather.
Yeah. Danica also, Danica. Obviously. Shout outs to Danica, who helped us figure out what that brand was.
Helped name the site.
Absolutely. Again, shout outs to Mike Diver, who was there from the beginning before I was here. So, and then to anyone who's ever freelanced, anyone who's still in their bio says, you know, featured at Waypoint on Twitter. Shout outs to you. You don't have to change that. Trying to think anything else, like all the people on the
production team,
the various production team people who helped us. I mean, obviously this just this weekend, shout outs to Ethan, Dylan, and McKay. Sorry, I was saying McKenzie in my head. I'm like, that's not his name. His name is McKay. who helped us a ton during this past 72-hour live stream. Shout outs to all the mods, etc. Like, a lot of this isn't changing though. Like,
yeah, exactly.
We're gonna need to shout out McKay again and Dylan again in the future when we do another big stream at some point.
Yeah.
So you know, that stuff isn't. It isn't a simple farewell. We're changing addresses. It is a please bring housewarming gifts to our new
moving down the street.
Yeah.
All right, we should take a quick break, and then when we come back, we do have one more piece of news from Natalie. So BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we are back. Natalie.
Yes, Austin.
There is another piece of news, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, don't make me.
I'll say it. I have some personal news, which are unrelated to the previous news that we've just announced here.
It is, like, just weird timing.
It is just weird
the
timing.
The weirdest possible timing.
Yeah. This coming Friday will be my last day as a Waypoint staffer. It's been a difficult decision, but I've tried saying this without looking at something like a script, and it's just not working for me. So I'm going to read out what I told the mods. Sorry to repeat my words that I have already said to the mods, but it's the only way I can do this. So, a couple weeks ago, I was offered a job outside of Vice. It was an incredibly tough decision to make, but I've decided to take the job, and this coming Friday, May 10th, will be my last day. Like I said before, my decision was not influenced by The Fold-In, and I'm excited to be able to continue to appear on the podcast from time to time, as much as y'all will have me.
Often. We need a Keyblade Master. It's in the contract.
DLC is coming later this year.
Yeah, I know.
What the
I gotta
fuck
come
am I gonna
through
do?
That.
What are we gonna do if Riku
get
shows
that into
up?
Your hiring contract? Must do DLC to a podcast for DLC to Kingdom Hearts.
Correct. If Riku shows up, I will already be here.
Okay. I'll like show up for this morning meeting. Natalie will already be here cosplaying as Aqua.
Yep.
In the podcast room.
I can't yet announce what the sort of next thing I'm going on to, but I will say that it is outside media, but it still has to do with video games.
But also not development.
No, it is not game development.
Okay. We're not losing you to go crunch for 70 hours a week somewhere?
No,
okay.
No. Well, I hope I'm not.
Do not.
No, I won't. I won't. Yeah, it is not development. It is something entirely different, which I'm really excited to announce soon. I just have to figure out when I can. I love Waypoint with my entire heart and equally, obviously, have loved working with everybody in this room, have loved getting to know our community, have loved getting to know our mods, have thoroughly enjoyed reading our 5-star reviews on on iTunes, have loved engaging with y'all on streams, and definitely one of the highlights was playing Bloodborne over on Save Point and getting two of our community or more than two, but two that I can name off the top of my head, Shay and M. Thank you so much for coming through and helping me defeat the final two bosses and beating Bloodborne finally after.
You got the true best ending.
I guess I did.
You did
without having to do all those side bosses and stuff. So it was one of the highlights of being here, and I've had so many happy memories here. Hot Mic Mornings was super happy memories and all kinds of stuff. So
thank you for putting the boat jazz behind us when we were in boats. Thank you for putting the clown music behind me when I was driving a car.
That wasn't you. You got the drive soundtrack. Patrick got clown car. That was my creative. I didn't even know Patrick yet. I was like, I'm gonna just fucking put clown music on this motherfucker. Like, I don't know you.
That is the wildest part for me. Is like, you've been here for 2 years, just about 2 years. Next month would have been that. So again, 2 years ago is when we probably first met, when I was interviewing for the internship that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was like, what we need is a live stream producer. And because we are Waypoint, what that became was what we need is different every single month because we are changing strategies. Because now we are trying this. Now we are trying that. And so what I will say is, like, it has been an absolute pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
You are brilliant and smart and funny, and it has been so fun to see you shift effortlessly from role to role, from request to request. When we needed you as a live stream producer, you found ways to inject humor into what would otherwise be very samey streams that anyone else on Twitch could have done. When we needed you to move on to podcasts, you basically invented lore reasons and were the Keyblade master we needed. And when we asked you to start doing editorial work and start writing reviews, you only just started recently. But things like your Box Boy plus Box Girl review and especially your Falcon Age piece are incredible. So, like, I think whatever you do next is going to be super exciting. And, like, I have no lack of faith that your career in and around games is going to be something that everyone involved benefits from. So mm-hmm. I am, if you ever need a recommendation letter, you let me know.
I knew things were going to work out really well with you, Natalie, when on your first day, we were in the midst of, like, absolute chaos. It was like 10 seconds until E3 was going to start. On your very first day, yep. I think every other intern, like, went to a team and had, like, a whole process of, like, oh, here's what we do for interns. And for you, it was just like, can you do these 27 things because everything is on fire and we're just getting ready for E3? And you're like, no problem. And you just did them and you did everything so well. Aww. And so perfectly. And it was like, I think we got a keeper.
Aww.
I think we got a real keeper.
Thanks,
right here.
Y'all. I remember like my second day, like not knowing where I was supposed to sit and there being a standing desk on my desk. So, and I didn't really know what the vibe was yet. So I was like, am I just supposed to stand all day? So I think I like stood for a good like hour or two before I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to sit down. I don't know if that's allowed, but
there must have been free desks to sit at.
Well, no. There happened to be a standing thing at my desk. And I was like,
that's a really, we should remember that for the future though.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good way to
onboard.
What a low key hazing way to introduce someone.
Well, you can sit. What's wrong? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We all stand.
Uh-huh. Well, like, I just wasn't sure. There were like a couple people around the office. I think like it probably was around when people had just gotten some standing desks. Yeah. So there was like a lot of enthusiasm around it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, am I supposed to like alpha this situation and like stand at this desk right now? And I got
to be the person who stands the longest.
Yeah, exactly. And I could not find a comfortable position. I was like shifting from foot to foot and I was just like, this is torture. I don't know how I'm gonna make it through this job if I have to stand at my desk all day. But it was okay. It ended up being fine. I sat down.
Good. I'm glad.
So yeah, I just wanted to be able to tell everyone that. Again, it's unrelated to sort of the fold and stuff. I'm so excited. I've had such a great time the past few months getting to interact more with the rest of Vice and especially the motherboard team, especially people like Nicole Clark over in the culture section. It's been so nice getting to know more people, and I'm extremely sad to be leaving, but we'll definitely be around. So not going anywhere, but well, I am going away from here, but
no, okay, but okay, but listen, the day that
I'm so bad at this.
The day that I left Giant Bomb, the day that I announced Giant Bomb, and Patrick can probably speak to this, and Danielle, when you left Idle Thumbs, is probably a similar thing. The messages that come out feel like you're at your own fucking funeral.
Yeah. And
like,
yep.
There's a degree to which people act as if you've died. Yes. So it is clear, like, you exist on the world, in the world, separate from Waypoint, separate from Vice. You are going to continue existing. People should follow you on Twitter. People should, like, look for the work that you do in the future. Mm-hmm. My hope is to continue having you on podcasts pretty regularly. We don't know. I've gone through this before, and I was like, yeah, I'll definitely be on the Beastcast, like, once a month. Once a month, maybe once every other week. And now it's like twice a year. So like, I know that it's not to make those sorts of promises.
Yeah.
But the door is always open for you. Any day that you want to do a podcast, okay, not any day, find out what our schedule is. And then
I'm just coming through.
You're going to come through?
You just got to have me.
Okay, we'll have to figure out
how reach
to
out to the front desk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Get your name on the list so you can be here like
all
our guests found out. Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
Thank you all for a wonderful 2 years, and love you.
Love you too.
Love you too, Natalie.
Wow.
Damn.
I know just we waving.
There's a fucking round robin. Like, I love you. I'm sorry.
3 days ago, Patrick Klepek, Natalie, my daughter is going to grow up to be just like you today. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a round robin.
Weekend Patrick versus weekday Patrick.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I get it.
Look, I'm just glad that 2 save points in a row was able to maintain and establish my dancing dominance. I am now also going to become a Vocaloid as a result of all of this. So
that's how that works.
I have an announcement as well. You know, Miku reached out and...
Wow, Miku showed up.
Good. You're gonna have to put in some work on that simultaneous sing and dance because you
actively gave up. I remember a direct quote as your score was dropping, and there was a question of why isn't Natalie continuing to sing? She said, "I don't care. All that matters is that I beat Patrick."
Wow. Did that work out in the end?
No, it didn't. Mm. No, Patrick won. And I
crushed
you.
Me on Despacito, though. I couldn't, that one, God. I couldn't handle.
People should go back and watch that. There are so many amazing segments from this past weekend. We're going to try to get those up as an archive as quickly as possible. That is what Natalie's big final task is, paperwork. Paperwork, trying to bring over that big stream. But that stream was a blast. I had incredible segments with everybody here. I think everyone had a great time. So people should go check out the Save Point 2019 stream because it was a complete blast.
It sure was. You can see me sobbing.
Yeah. If you want it. Yeah. If you secretly want, this is like a part. If, the end of Save Point was like the end of Infinity War. Like, this is Endgame. Yep. Like, what happened there? Like, why? Like, obviously, Natalie, she's very emotional in lore reasons. Like, just that kind of person. That's totally cool. We should celebrate that. But also, like, now you quite understand a little bit more of the final moments of that live stream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If Austin said things like, Waypoint's been great. I couldn't imagine Waypoint being here today 2 years later. Well, and then if maybe hearing Simone Clean,
it really
caused
just
a reaction.
Struck a chord within
me. For what it's worth, Patrick said, "Can we play Simple and Clean?" I think it was Patrick. And I thought you heard him say that, and you didn't say no. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll dial that
up. I wouldn't have said no. Okay. It was the perfect finale.
It was.
Add that to Just Dance.
Please. Honestly.
I would love to dance and cry to some Simple and Clean.
We got to get Beat Saber.
The next
on PC.
Time we do Beat Saber, that's exactly what I thought. To a PC.
Yes. Yep.
So that we can actually get some... There are some. I was doing some research on some Beat Saber mods, and boy, did we miss out.
Oh, man.
Could you get Keyblades instead of lightsabers?
Yes.
Oh! Simbo Clean's definitely already there.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
You remember when Natalie held us hostage the night before Save Point because she was going to play Beat Saber and get really good at it? And, like, we all just wanted to go home and go to bed.
We were so tired.
She was like, no, I'm playing Beat Saber. And she was not playing, like, just
not
catastrophically
over at least three
bad
or four
at
different
Beat
things
Saber.
On the table.
Yeah. And, yeah, just wiping things out. It was great.
Y'all could have left me there. I would have been there until probably the morning.
We couldn't. Do you have any idea how much expensive equipment you nearly wiped out within 5 minutes of loading up Beat Saber?
Including the part
where you craned over the coffee table and started jabbing the Move controller
was
a pretty expensive TV screen.
Very expensive. It was extremely good.
I just wanted to get good.
Yeah. Just practicing ahead of time.
Yeah, I wanted to be good for stream.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Fair enough. All right. I think on that, no one else has any announcements? No one else is like sitting on any news for me?
Okay. I don't think it's about inhaling snow. I think it's about annihilation.
It's
I think that's the.
It's,
like,
it's not. It's neither about. It's neither.
It's about how
it's like the light and it's like the halo of light in the snow.
It's how snowfall makes you feel.
It's also that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It's like when you're in love and then you see snowfall and it's magical and beautiful and you feel like you're in a fairy tale land. Yeah, that's what being in love is like.
That's what being in
you
love
know
is
that
like.
Classic time you're in love and just the snow starts falling.
That's happened.
It's like the
what
first
you,
snowfall. And like, imagine this. You're in Central Park, maybe.
Rob.
And or you're on your forest, in your own personal forest, Rob, that I know you own next to your house. You're walking through the forest, the Lord Rob's forest, and it's the first snow of the year. It's a bright, sunny day, so the snow is just about sticking, not quite all the way, and it just feels like light is reflecting all around you, and you feel so overwhelmed with warmth, despite the flurry.
Yeah.
It's like, that's love.
This feeling, this is the English lyrics.
Thank you.
This feeling, it's strange, isn't it? It's almost as though it came fluttering down from the sky. The color of this special season, the holiday season, the Christmas and winter, fills me with excitement. From the moment we met, the melody of my heart has been ringing with premonitions. It can't be stopped. It won't be stopped. Why? Ring out.
Seems a little aggressive, honestly.
Just wait. Shall I name this heart-rending pain snow halation? I can't wait for our feelings to resonate. It's frustrating, but it's pure-hearted, devotion called love. Even in this mild fever, I can't hesitate. I'll accept the courage to dive in. It's about to start. Et cetera, et cetera.
I love Jane Austen.
Uh-huh, me too.
Most ardently.
God.
I feel it in my fingers.
That's it, yep.
That's the other song.
That's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
about this.
And then also, like, the snow piles up. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's two words. I think that's where Rob's getting tripped up, right?
Yeah, it's
snow. It's snow, space,
halation.
I thought it was like snow elation, like just fat rails of snow. And then I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Snow.
But maybe you're talking about like the annihilating, overpowering quality.
I see what you're saying. Now.
Yeah.
I see now.
Like,
yes.
Halation is a real word.
Halation is the spreading of light beyond its proper boundaries to form a fog around the edges of a bright image in a photograph or on a television screen. Per the internet.
Yeah.
That's right.
People should really watch that stream because if you didn't, you
would
have no idea.
Weirdly, the song was inspired by James Joyce.
Yeah. Muse is a big... Anyway, we should wrap up this podcast once and for
minutes.
All. Yeah. What do we
good
do? An hour?
An hour.
Listen, a lot of that will get cut.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of that will
large
get cut.
Large chunks.
Cut that other part also. Just cut... Make this 20 minutes.
Okay. I'll try. We need to... Hold on. No, finish up.
As always, You can find us all on Twitter at twitter.com/waypoint. That hasn't changed.
No.
Facebook.com/waypointvice. You'll see a different logo there, but those are the same handles. You can follow everything we do at vice.com/games. And try that on for once.
Yeah.
Vice.com/games. Going to waypoint.vice.com or waypoint.zone will still take you to our homepage. Danielle, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at DanielleRI on Twitter. And also, hey, if you feel like watching cool things that teens are doing, at Vice Reports on Instagram.
Hell yeah. And also, some of that stuff will show up on the front page of Vice.com.
Actually, yeah,
now.
I'm putting up my very first one that's going on the front page today.
Hell yeah.
Very exciting.
Nice. Kato, where can people find you?
At a... fuck.
Your thing didn't change.
Good.
At a
good.
It's
Rob has never
time.
Felt more validated and seen than right now.
At A underscore Kato underscore appears.
Patrick.
I want us to break the story as soon as possible because I just want to see how people credit our website in subsequent like write-ups.
Yeah.
What is it going to be labeled as?
What's the reset era thread? You know, when we finally get to our second reset era thread in 2022, what will it be called?
Is it Vice Reports? Is it Vice Games Reports? Is it Vice Gaming Reports? Is it Waypoint Reports? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. It'll be Vice Reports. It should be Vice Reports, probably.
Mm. That's my hint.
Right?
That right. would be my recommendation, is just right. to swipe all that aside and just say Vice.
What was the one in the Smash thing? It was what? A weird one.
Waypoint?
It was like Vice Waypoint one word or something. Camel case.
Oh, do you mean what was the one in the Hitman video that they saw?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Vice Waypoint. Austin Walker.
Vice Waypoint Austin Walker. Yeah. My true name.
Think of it this way. Waypoint will continue to live on in our E3 badges because they don't let us change what the branding is on that. And it just says Vice-Waypoint, so it'll be both, baby.
Always. Yep.
Mine might say Waypoint-Vice, so we are really covering all the bases.
Just in case.
Rob, where can people find you on the internet?
At Rob Zachney.
Did I already do Patrick? Did Patrick already actually say?
He didn't.
Okay, well, you
fine.
Fucking
people figure it out.
He's not going anywhere. I'm at Austin underscore Walker. Natalie, how about you?
No, if I go somewhere than that, then you should be worried.
That's the rule. That's the curse. That's when we know the curse will come to effect. You have to give me a heads up, Patrick.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. You'll feel it.
Peter Parker. Yeah. Natalie, where can people find you on the internet?
At Natalie Watson on Twitter.
There you go. Thank you, as always, to Bowen for letting us use the track Miss You off the EP Pale Machine. Find out more about that, waypoint.zone/BOEN. That's not changing. I don't own vice.com, so I can't just pop on a new redirect the way I did for waypoint.zone. So, you know, what can you do? As always, you can also discuss everything that we do here by going to discourse.zone. That is where our forms are. I think that's going to do it. I think that's all we got. Danielle.
I want to tell you all to be good and be good at it.
Peace.
Aw, damn. We just missed 11-11.
Damn.
Want to go for 6?
Sure.
Nice clap. That's a good one right there.
That was
That's
a good
one. Clap.
Well, that clap like. From Just Dance has got me, you know. I'm ready.
Does your shirt say dance? No, it says dad. What's it say?
Dad.
No, it says it's Da Bears.
Oh, my God.
Da Bears.
I was trying to be like cute. I thought maybe
it was
like
Yeah, I thought
like
there was like a D shirt. At the end at the bottom.
Dad.
That'd be really cute.
That'd be good. I'll, you know, I'm sure I can buy that on Etsy. Don't worry.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I was watching that Tetris segment. So it is so
I still need to see the Pac-Man.
That was Merritt's favorite.
Oh,
part.
Yeah. Oh, really? It was really funny.
Unbelievable.
Really good.
Really good.
So funny. All right. This has been a journey.
This has been a journey. I feel like I've grown so much.
Yeah.
Most of all, I think, given the results.
We watched Natalie grow up on a podcast.
True.
I did become, I don't know if y'all talked about this on your PAX podcast, but I was knighted.
Mm-hmm. There's So we know that it's called We've all been bequeathed. We're all Keyblade wielders.
I've ascended.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
As a Keyblade master.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel powerful. And also like I have a responsibility to protect my fellow Waypoint members.
Community.
In the future wars to come.
Are you Riku?
I think we determined this, right?
I am Riku in this
situation. We talked about this. I'm Sora. No, yes. Goofy. Donald.
Donald.
You're Donald. I'm Riku.
I'm Goofy. But that's only in that.
Is Kato Sora?
Kato
we didn't figure out who Kato was.
I mean, in the mastery exam, I'm Yen Sid because I'm giving it, right?
Yep.
Fair.
True.
But like in the widest realm, I think it gets way more...
It gets, if we bring everyone else into it, we as people carry a lot of traits of different Kingdom Hearts characters.
It's true.
For example, Aqua is iconic, and I identify with that.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.